This is live and local on Belfast Community Radio, bringing you concerts recorded in the Waldo County area every Sunday from 6 to 8. We're about to hear the last section of the Penobscot Bay Singers Christmas Concert.
Spectre, tell me what man was it whom we heard had died so recently?
The ghost of Christmas yet to come pointed his inexorable finger, and Scrooge followed until they reached an iron gate to a churchyard overrun by grass and weeds. The spirit moved silently among the graves, then stopped and pointed down to one.
Scrooge hesitated. Before I draw near the stone to which you point, answer me one question. Are these the shadows of the things that will be, or are they shadows of the things that may be only?
Still, the ghost pointed down to the grave.
Men's course may foreshadow certain ends to which, if persevered in, they may lead. But if the course is are departed from, the ends will change. Say it is thus with what you showed me.
The spirit was immovable, pointing down as ever.
Scrooge crept trembling towards the grave and read the name upon its stone, crying out in anguish, Ebenezer Scrooge! No spirit, no spirit, he cried, touching his robe. Hear me. I am not the man I was. Why show me this if I am past all hope?
For the first time, the hand with its pointing finger began to waver.
Good spirit, assure me that I may change these shadows you have shown me by an altered life. I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. I will live in the past, present, and future. Oh, tell me I may sponge away this writing on this stone. Scrooge caught the spirit's hand and saw the alteration in this phantom's hood and dress. It shrank, collapsed, and dwindled down into his bedpost. Touching one of his bed curtains. The shadows of what would have been may be dispelled. They will be, I know it. Scrooge ran around the room beside himself with joy. I don't know what to do, he giggled. And as he capered about, he found himself dissolving in both tears and laughter at the same moment. I'm as light as a feather, happy as an angel. I'm merry as a schoolboy. As he ran to open the window and shouted out, "A Merry Christmas to everyone and a Happy New Year to all the world. I don't know what day it is. I don't know anything. I'm quite a baby. Never mind. I don't care." Rushing to the window again, he put his head out and cried down to a boy in his Sunday clothes, "What's today?"
"I," said the boy. "Today?" he asked, looking up at Scrooge in wonder. "Why, it's Christmas Day."
"Christmas Day! I haven't missed it then. The spirits have done all in one night. Hello, my fine fellow. Do you know the poultry shop in the next street?"
"I should hope I do."
"An intelligent boy, a remarkable boy. Have they sold the prize turkey yet that was hanging there yesterday?"
"What, the one as big as me?"
"Yes, my buck. What a delightful boy."
"It's hanging there still."
"Is it? Go and buy it."
"What, huh?" The boy looked up as if he thought Scrooge was a madman.
No, I'm in earnest. Tell him to bring it here. Come back with the man, and I'll give you a shilling. Come back in 5 minutes, and I'll give you half a crown."
The boy was off like a shot.
"I'll send it to Bob Cratchit. It's twice the size of Tiny Tim." Scrooge dressed all in his best, took himself into town. He strolled the streets with a delighted smile for everyone he saw. He spied the portly gentleman whom he had rebuked the day before approaching him, took both hands and promised him a proper sum for your charity, and not a farthing less, and with a "bless you, sir," and sent the stunned gentleman on his way. Scrooge went to church. He stopped families on the street to pat their children on the head. He tipped his hat with a bow to all passing ladies, enjoyed the songs of carolers, emptied his pockets to beggars, and was amazed to find that everything he saw and did yielded him more pleasure than he had ever dreamed of.
I sing the birth was born to man, the author of the life and light, the angel so did sound it,
and like a ravish,
and like the ravish shepherd said, who saw the light and were afraid, yet searched and truth they found it.
Nephew's house, passing the door several times before he had the courage to knock on it. When it was opened to him, he sidled his face timidly around the door until he glimpsed his nephew Fred.
Why, bless my soul, it's Uncle Scrooge, come to dine with us. Come in, come in.
Scrooge did come in, and he had the finest time he had ever had. Wonderful party, wonderful game. Wonderful happiness with his newly found family. But he went early to the office the next morning to catch Bob Cratchit coming in late, and he did. Bob was 18 and a half minutes behind his time and was on his stool in a jiffy. Then he heard the chair scrape to the floor and found Scrooge's steps coming towards his little cubicle. What do you mean coming in here at this time of day, Cratchit? Towering over his cringing clerk while trying to hide his smirk.
I'm very sorry, sir, mumbled Bob, lowering his eyes in shame.
Step this way, sir, if you please, trying to harness the laugh that was threatening to escape his throat.
It's only once a year, sir.
I'm not going to stand for this kind of thing any longer, and therefore I'm going to raise your salary.
Bob began to tremble and considered knocking his master down, running out the door and calling for help and a straitjacket.
A Merry Christmas, Bob. A merrier Christmas, Bob, my good fellow, than I have given you for many a year. I'll raise your salary and endeavor to assist you in your struggling family, and we'll discuss your affairs this very afternoon over a Christmas bowl of hot punch, Bob. Now make up the fires and buy another coal scuttle before you dot another I, Bob Cratchit.
Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all, and infinitely more. And to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew. And it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well. And may that be truly said of us, and all of us.
And so, as Tiny Tim observes, God bless us, everyone.
Been listening to the holiday concert of the Penn Bay Singers. It was recorded December 15th, 2019, at the Catholic Church by myself, Vic Treadwell, and my assistant, Carrie Bacon. Thanks very much for tuning into your community radio station. I hope you continue to do so. Our next special event will be New Year's by the Bay. Good evening and happy holidays.